I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We continue right here on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, getting you set for LSU Clemson tonight for the national championship game. And right now, we welcome in a former host on CBS Sports Radio. Used to be able to hear him in this time slot with Chris Moore, and then he did the morning show for a bunch of years with Greg Giannotti, and that's Brian Jones, now doing a sensational job covering college football on CBS. Brian, what's happening, man?
Zach, how are you, man? I'm good, and thanks for reminding me all those years I spent over there where you're sitting currently.
Well, you probably would like to forget them because you had to work with my producer, Mikey B. He's tough to work with.
Yeah, Mikey B's got some issues, but you know what? we handle it, and we all got along. All of us, as he would tell you, everybody going through something. So we all had something we brought to the table, and it actually ended up being a pretty good ride. So I'm going to have his back.
You say some issues. This is our second full week of the show. What are the issues that I need to be aware of?
Oh, you're going to find out. You're going to find out. That boy tripped now. I can't spoil it for you. You just have to witness it for yourself.
Here's the one thing, though, Brian. How do I get him to calm down a little bit? Because he gets very nervous before the show. He freaks out, texts me way too early. I'm like, our show doesn't start till 6 p.m. Eastern. Come on.
Yeah, you should try to do that with me, too. I wouldn't answer, though. So you're better than me. You just got to give him some time. And once he gets the gist and the rhythm of this new gig, you know, I think he'll calm down. But, hey, I'd rather be a little over-anxious than the latter. So he loves what he's doing. He wants to make sure everything clicks. So that's a good little problem to have.
Rather have him be hardworking than hardly working. For some reason, though, I just have a vision. When you used to do those videos on the Facebook page where you would say, "Morning, America, it's time for another edition of Gio and Jones," and you would tell everyone to wake their ass up. I could just see those things may not be going perfect the first time, and you end up throwing some papers at Mikey B. That's just the vision I have.
Mikey B and I, man, we should get into it. I mean, there have never been as many fisticuffs or curse words skewed at 5 in the morning as there were the 3 years I worked with him on Gio and Jones. Yeah, man, it was crazy up in there.
You were in here at 5 in the morning? I don't believe that.
Well, no, about 5:55. Yeah. 5:55.
Brian Jones here with us on CBS Sports Radio. I remember talking to you before the college football season did commence, and you were all over LSU. You said they were going to win the SEC West. What did you see in that football team, Brian, before the year started?
I knew the defense would be better, and they didn't look like that early on in the season, in mid part of the season either. But they have here these last 3 or 4 ball games. They've been cutting everyone up, selling them for bait here of late. So I thought on that side of the ball, with all the guys they had coming back in that defensive backfield, of course, Grant Delpit, Christian Fulton, now you have this freshman, Stingley, you know, who could have foreseen the guy having the type of year he's had as a true frost. And the fact, speaking to Joe Burrow at the SEC Media Days, he said he really didn't start feeling comfortable in the offense until the latter part of the year, and especially that bowl game. You saw the numbers he posted in that bowl game versus UCF a season ago. That was the Fiesta Bowl, I believe. And then they added some wrinkles with Joe Brady coming over, sexying up that passing game. So I just thought they would give Alabama a run for its money. And the offensive line was much maligned a year ago, and they played much, much better this season. I mean, those guys really get after you. There's a reason they were one of the finalists for the Joe Moore Award. So this guy, or those guys up front, that's the big key. And you know, we didn't know who the running back was going to be, and the way they utilized Clyde Edwards-Helaire, not just running the rock, but in the passing game, it's just been masterful.
Well, going back to last year, as we're joined by Brian Jones, every time I watched LSU in their offense, the player I was probably most impressed with was Nick Brossette. And you would see Burrow play, and he'd be okay, he'd be good, would have some big moments, but you didn't see that consistency. And then this year, as we sit here and get ready for the national championship game, the fact that he's coming off a playoff game where he threw 7 touchdown passes in the first half, he's won the Heisman, and now he's going to be the number one overall pick. It really is. It's mind-boggling. And this kid, as you know, he's so cool, calm, and collective. It's awesome to see.
Yeah, man, he's cooler than pool water. He never gets flustered in that pocket, and that's one of the reasons, along with some other characteristics, my colleague Rick Neuheisel has likened him to Tom Brady because of his demeanor within the pocket when all the craziness is around him. We've seen him have some incredible Heisman moments, extending plays in ball games. And you go from 57% passer to 78% passer. I mean, that's one dedication that you have displayed to your craft. And it's just it's phenomenal the type of season this young man's had. I mean, he's proven to be pliable, adapting to the new scheme or the wrinkles that Joe Brady brought to the table. And everything's just clicked for him. And they've got a ton of talent. LSU's always had talent at the wide receiver position. You know, they go by DBU. They should be wide receiver you, all the guys that they put in the league, even before the Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry's of the world. So they've got those studs there. You know, even the tight end, Thaddeus Moss, look for him to be an X factor in tonight's ball game, Randy Moss's son. So this is just a well-rounded football team, well-coached, and Joe Brady is the leader offensively, the way he can just manipulate defenders with his eyes, with his head movements and things of that nature. And he's so damn accurate.
Do you think he'll be back with LSU next year, or is he going to be going to the pros? You have all these rumors.
Gone. He's gone. Yeah, he's gone, man. Go get that cash.
That's the best advice you've probably ever given me. Go get that cash.
Go get that cash, baby. That earning potential window, you know, it doesn't last too long for a lot of us.
Hey, we're talking to Brian Jones on the national championship game. The Orgeron story, too, as impressive as the Burrow story is, Orgeron wasn't even, didn't get the job at USC, wasn't even the first choice here at LSU, and now he's 60 minutes away from a national championship victory going undefeated. I love Ed O.
Well, Coach O is the man, and he should have gotten the job. You're right there at USC. The only reason he didn't because that Cajun dialect didn't jive with the folks there in SoCal, and that's the truth because, hell, they played well for him.
Sure.
Those kids played extremely well for him. I think they went 6-1, 6-2 when he was the interim head coach. And, you know, of course it didn't work out at Ole Miss, but he's probably arguably the best defensive line coach ever in college football. I don't think anyone's coached as many All-Americans as he has throughout his tenure. You know, he was down at Miami and of course, they're at USC, so the guy can coach. And he what he says resonates with those players. And he knew they had to get better after Alabama beat them again last year. He knew they had to get better up front, and that's exactly what they've done. And so I love the way he handles his football team, how he goes about his business. He's a hell of a football coach, and you see what he's been able to amass on the field with the development of this team as a whole.
Dabo Sweeney and the Clemson Tigers go for their third national championship in 4 years, looking to make it back-to-back undefeated. If they win this one, what do you think that would mean?
Wow. Well, first of all, Dabo to be able to climb Mount Saban twice, you know, that's huge. No one else is doing that. Dabo was able to do that. Some just epic ball games. And last year, they just blew the doors off of them, of course. But to win 2 national titles already and the motto of consistency that Clemson is, just like in Alabama, it's just breathtaking to watch them on an annual basis just be in the thick of things. And people can talk all they want about how bad the ACC is. Well, when they get out of ACC, they don't lose either. So you have to tip your hat to the job Dabo has done, that entire staff. They recruit well. And you look at their defense, but they had 7 guys they lost, bunch of first-round picks on that D-line. And they have coached up those young pups, and they're back in a national title ball game. So Dabo, he doesn't have to play second fiddle to anyone.
Do you think he'll ever leave Clemson?
I don't think so. I think he'll be there. You know, of course, if he could go home where he played his alma mater, Alabama, I'm sure that would be enticing for him. That would be very enticing. So I'm not going to say he would, but we'll see. I think what he's built there, and your grass is not always green on the other side, and yeah, you might have aspirations or had aspirations to one day coach at your alma mater, especially Alabama, a school of that stature. But look what he's done there at Clemson. That's his, I mean, he's built his own Alabama.
What type of start do you think we'll see tonight in this one?
It's been interesting to watch LSU. If they, let's say if they get the opening kickoff, they take the rock on offense first, it'd be interesting to see how this secondary, which was the veteran part of the defense for Clemson coming into the year, how they can handle all these weapons. That's what's so tough about LSU. They've got so many guys, myriad weapons. I mean, from the receivers to the tight ends to the tight end, and then Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And they're able to hold up with just five men blocking, and then they, you know, can get Helaire out in the flat in space. And all those guys in space are such tough guys to play. And then on the flip side, you know, what I love about Dabo and what his offensive staff does with Travis Etienne is the fact that he doesn't have to beat you rushing the rock, although he's had a hell of a year, 1,500 yards. But you saw Ohio State take him out of that ball game. But how did they get him involved? They got him involved in jet sweeps. They got him involved in the passing game. Same thing happened earlier in the year when Clemson took on A&M. A&M came in and said, we're going to shut down the run. They did exactly that. They shut down the run. But ETN hurt them big time in the pass game, as he did Ohio State. So I love how they're able to develop a game plan and make sure ETN is going to have his paw prints on the outcome of the ball game, whether it's running or catching the ball. I just think LSU's going to have too much offensively for the defense of Clemson.
So you're taking LSU. How much do you think they win the game by? What type of game?
What is the line right now? I haven't been paying attention. What's the line?
I think I saw it was -6 LSU a little bit earlier ago.
Okay. All right. That's pretty good. Yeah, I would go with that. I would definitely go with that. Yeah. I just think there's too many weapons. It should be a fun ball game. And the way LSU's defense has been playing here of late, that's what's really standing out to me. If they can continue to bring that kind of fervor, there's no stopping this football team. And they're healthy up front, and the linebackers are all over the place. This Caleb on Chasen, this guy is a beast. But now with Trevor Lawrence using his legs, and that's a new wrinkle you have to now get ready for. You know, that could upset this defense, but we'll see. I just think they're going to still come out and play well. And you haven't heard the trash talking from the LSU Chargers on the defense side of the ball before this one like you did prior to Oklahoma. They said they were going to dominate Oklahoma. Well, it's one thing to talk the talk. It's another to walk it. And they went out and walked it, but they understand this is a different tiger they're dealing with today.
Brian Jones, as always, thank you so much. It'd be great to watch you all throughout the season on CBS, and always enjoy when you take out some time for us. Wish me luck here with Mikey B, all right?
I'm going to wish you nothing but luck, man. That's my man. So you take care of Mikey B and his little quirky ass. He'll be all right. You'll get used to it.
Thanks so much, BJ.
All right, you got it, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.